USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After stocks soared on Wall Street yesterday and the Dow Jones Industrial Average set a single-day record with a more than 1,000-point gain, analyst Bill Griff of CNBC said,
"You want to find out if it's going to be confirmed by even more rallies down the road."
But that's not what's happening today, with reports about renewed tensions between the U.S. and China seeing stocks tumbling again. The Dow's been down by over 500 points at times today. The partial federal government shutdown now into day six, with no vote scheduled to take place today as Congress remains in a deadlock over $5 billion in funding that the president's demanding for a border wall. The Senate and the House scheduled to meet at 4 Eastern today, though, to continue the conversation about a spending bill. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump makes a surprise visit to a U.S. air base in Iraq to deliver some Christmas well wishes to U.S. troops there.
The other reason I'm here today is to personally thank you and every service member throughout this region for the near elimination of the ISIS territorial caliphate in Iraq and in Syria.
Past U.S. Ambassador to Iraq, Christopher Hill, says ISIS has been dealt some major setbacks in recent years.
But of course, it doesn't mean that ISIS is done.
Police are still hunting for the man who shot and killed an officer in Northern California yesterday. Corporal Ronil Singh, killed during a traffic stop in Newman. Authorities releasing photographs of the suspect taken by surveillance cameras at a convenience store moments before that traffic stop. Blizzard warnings are in place for the north-central portion of the United States. Parts of Kansas, Nebraska, and South Dakota will get hit the hardest. And this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Actor Kevin Spacey now due in court next week, and police may have video of the alleged assault in Massachusetts. Mass Live is reporting that police have Snapchat video of Spacey sexually assaulting the son of a former Boston TV news anchor at a Nantucket restaurant in 2016. The Cape and Islands District Attorney's Office is charging Spacey with indecent assault and battery, and he's due in court on January 7th. Migrant children are being screened at hospitals in New Mexico and El Paso, Texas, after a second child died this week while in American custody. The hospitals have screened 450 young migrants since the 8-year-old boy from Guatemala died on Christmas Eve. A 7-year-old Guatemalan girl had died a few weeks ago. The Homeland Security Chief Kirsten Nielsen saying in a statement that all kids now in Border Patrol custody have been thoroughly medically screened, and that going forward, all migrant children will have a more thorough, hands-on medical assessment as soon as possible after being taken into custody. And about 17 million Americans will start seeing somewhat bigger paychecks next week, as 22 states and the District of Columbia will raise their minimum wage on December 31st or on the 1st of January. Make it your New Year's resolution to check us out online if you haven't done so already. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.